All right. I love you all, and please forgive me. But the thing is that, you know, Satan is the devil. And you got to understand that. Now, if you're surprised about why the devil here, remember where the devil got kicked down from and out of. They got kicked out of heaven. Remember? So be like roaches. They be everywhere. Sure. But, you know, you just got to you gotta kill them, exterminate them. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. First you try to reason with them, and then when you see they can't understand, like my daddy said, if they can't hear thunder, they're going to have to feel lightning. Right. So let them keep playing like it can't happen. All right. I mean, did your mama never tell you not to play with people that can move the whole creation, stupid? Okay, now, what we're going to do is everybody needs to find a place in your house where you can lay down on your back with your spine straight, feet about 2 feet apart, and your hands at your side, without a pillow under your head because you want your spine straight. The most important thing about this is being extremely comfortable. And you have to be in the dark, but only ambient, like a little dim light. Like if you have you can turn a TV screen on it and put a colored sheet over it, or have a candle light, or if you have blinds between you and the kitchen with the door closed, just a little dim light in your room. And you have to have it quiet and practically dark. But I want you to be able to see your hand. If I ask you to lift it up. Now, I'm going to go and create those conditions for myself, and I'll be right. Mute your phone. You see that? It's getting harder for me to stay away from your eye. I'm going to go and create those conditions for me, and don't y'all be discouraged. We have these. It's a mental and spiritual war. It's the final conflict. So understand, the devil is not trying to let y'all go to heaven because he or she knows it's too low to get there. So it's trying to keep you from going. Got it? All right. They call themselves Sally and Joe, but they're demons. I mean, reptiles. I'm going to go create those conditions. Y'all do that and be extremely comfortable in the dark with ambient light. And then I'm going to take you by the hand. We're going to go on a wonderful journey. And when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to be refreshed, rejuvenated. I'm talking about you'll be healed in many ways. You feel like you raising up in dimensions. All right. I'm coming. Have a little patience now. Make sure you're setting yourself up right. This is a serious thing we're going to do. More serious than moving stars. This is what I call direct effect. I'm almost there. I got to set up more things than y'all, that's all.
And it's inviting a way of being with perceived doing. So it's an invitation to embody a higher sense of being first, whether that be commitment and courage and willpower, or whether it be surrender, acceptance, and letting go, and a whole myriad of different aspects of being in a spectrum that you feel as a sense of rightness comes.
All right, can you all hear that ohm sound, the three tracks? Not ohm, but the three tones in one?
Too off.
I can't.
A little bit.
Yes.
Okay. I don't hear it.
Yeah, because I don't want it too loud over my voice. I'm going to turn it down a little bit anymore. All right. I am ready. Still a little bit loud for me.
Mm-hmm.
The sound travels. All right. Now, mute your phone. Don't breathe into it. Don't interrupt this flow for these people when they get into this, because I'll take everything bad out of them and direct it into the disagreeable ones now. And you don't know what kind of problem these people got. You don't want it. You know, if you don't like it here, then you're in the wrong place. Just hang up or go find the Ku Klux Klan or skinheads and torment them. All right. Everybody, just relax and let go. You should be on your backs and dark with your spine straight. First, we're going to deep breathe. We're going to inhale ah and exhale la. When you inhale through your nostrils, you're going to inhale the divine essence, hey you, life itself, Sekhem. It's green, and it can be bluish, but you have to visualize the green, blue light going into your nose, and you do it so hard that it fills up your whole entire body, and visualize the inside of yourself lit up with this healing essence light, lit up inside and perspiring through your skin. Then when you exhale, after holding your breath, you blow out everything negative inside of yourself, all toxins, demons, unwanted thoughts, anything malignant or harmful to your system, breathe it out over your chest so hard and keep doing it till there's not even one vestige of air left in you. And just, we're going to do that 7 times, and if you do it hard enough, you should have a euphoric feeling, like a runner's high when you finished. But you have to visualize this healing light. Those of you, remember this, that cherubims are vague. They can't visualize things. They don't have an imagination. Like Evel Knievel, when he jumped the Grand Canyon, he don't understand what, he's the daredevil. They're thick, you know, but now a seraphim is very vivid and detailed. So they can imagine things and visualize things, right? So now, on the count of 3, we're going to inhale that green and blue healing essence very deeply. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. Got to say exhale. I could feel that first inhale deal. I felt my whole body vibrate. I felt that. Okay, inhale the essence, the green essence. Now exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale that green, that healing essence. Makes the grass green, everything green is healthy. Inhale it. Light up the inside of your whole being with it. Past the cellular level. Let it perspire through your skin like an atmosphere or a highlight. Exhale. Inhale. Now exhale. Now. Just relax and let go. I want you so relaxed. Relax your eyes, your facial muscles, your neck. Go all the way down to your feet till you feel like you're sinking into whatever you're laying on. Relax. Become one with all. Remember, you don't have a physical body. Research the atom. The atom contains 90-some-odd% empty space and a little trace energy, and energy is not matter. So everything you think is solid or physical is made of atoms. There's no such thing as physical matter. It's an illusion. Like that person in your dream. I know it feels real, but it's all in your mind. You're not that body. You're not that situation. You're only watching this happen from above. I'm going to repeat this for you all. I am of the essence. I am of the pure green essence. Essence surrounds and surges my being. I am of the essence and to the essence that heals. The purifying essence. The perfect essence. The healing essence. The pure green essence. I accept. I surrender. I submit. I want y'all to know you're not alone. I'm going to be pushing this divine essence from the Creator, this healing essence, through the top of your head, all the way through your body, out the bottom of your feet, with more energy than I use to move the whole in creation, the entire multiverses. Believe me, that's a lot of force and energy. So we're going to cleanse and rejuvenate you all tonight and reverse age you and energize you. Divine love through me now dissolve all seeming obstacles. Make my way easy and successful. The force, the purifying force, the perfect force, the healing force, the pure green force. I accept. I surrender. I submit. Now use your imagination. Visualize yourself standing across the street from your residence. And you see a round telephone dimension, but thicker around, laser perfect, green and blue essence of divine healing light coming from out of the heavens. And the further you look up, the more you begin to realize it's not coming from any place. It's coming straight out of Baut Kalum, creator of all creators, the source, the life giver, through the top of your roof. It's amazing and sparkling, brighter than aurora borealis. It's raw energy, healing, pushing through like a powerful bulwark. It's dazzling in brightness. And out of curiosity, we all slowly walk across the street, and as we amble into the house, we search room to room, trying to find out where or if that light is coming all the way through. And we are pleasantly surprised to find that, yes, it is coming through the ceilings, right through where you have your head laying right now, and it's rushing through the top of your head, all the way through your body. That forceful green healing essence, waves of blue and sparkling energy, refreshing, soothing, warm, and loving. It loves you, and you love it. It's warm and pervasive as it pushes down through your crown molar, pushing down everything negative before it like a wall. And it surges down past your chin and through your neck, then down through your shoulders and arms and around your fingers and back up your arms as it collects in your chest. There's a lot of toxins and mucus and negative demons and thoughts and bad memories, disease particles, viruses and bacteria in front of it. But it's so strong, it can't be stopped. It's irresistible. And it pushes down through your torso, past your navel, into your thighs. It goes all the way through your body, down past the cellular level. Visualize it. The whole body, inside of your body, is lit up bright green and blue, sparkling. And wherever it's removing these toxins from, it's leaving in its wake. Divine love, total balancement, high energy, cleansed, rejuvenated cells and purity. You're being reborn as it pushes down through your kneecaps and your legs, and it gets to your feet. Now, if you're doing it right, as it starts pushing out through the bottom of your feet, the bottom of your feet should tingle. Now, push all that out of you, out of your feet. Make sure your feet are not pointing toward a neighbor, because you push that out of you into them. And remember that it's getting more and more powerful coming through the top of your head, ever stronger, building up power. It's surging through you, through every cell in your body, every molecule, every atom. It's pushing everything unwanted or unhealthy to your system, even negative thoughts. It's pushing everything out of the bottom of your feet. Now you can see the light coming out the bottom of your feet. If you could, you would notice it's got like a yellowish tinge to it. That's the impurities. But very shortly, when it starts coming out the bottom of your feet, as sparkling, pure, and greenish blue as it is into the top of your head, I'm going to ask you all to cross your feet to create a circuit so that it can't escape. But it's going to keep going, coming through the top of your head with even more and more force. But that healing light is trapped inside your body now, and it'll be circulating, building up, pulsating, rejuvenating, strengthening, energizing, healing. There it is. Now cross your feet. Now it's getting stronger. I'm going to push it in the name of Amun Re, healing light, rejuvenating light, stronger through the top of your head. Straight from the Creator, through me, to you. Om Amun Kulum. Om
Zerum, Matum, second, 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 second,
Can everybody hear me in 712?
Tua, I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes,
well,
I hear you.
Yeah. Yes.
Very
yes.
good. I love you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can hear you.
I love you all. Thank you. All right. Now, I'm going to count to 10 backwards. And every time I call out a number, I want you to sink down your body and raise up your spirit. Let your body drop down like ice and your spirit raise up like steam. 10, drop down, body. Raise up, inner being. Come forth, inner being, in peace. Come forth, inner being, in peace. Come forth, inner being, in peace. Sparkle, shine, heal, rejuvenate, purify. 9, drop down, relax. Let go. Let God. Now raise up, inner being. Raise up. I want you to visualize your body dropping down into a sea of pure divine essence, healing essence, pure second. As your spirit raises up. 8. Drop down. Raise up, inner being. Come forth, inner being, in peace. Relax. Imagine a giant magnet over you, drawing out all unwanted thoughts and all anxiety, all tension. Just relax and let go. You have peace and security reigning on all sides. Just relax and let the healing light take you. You are one with the healing light, and the healing light is one with you. 7, drop down. Raise up in the name of Amun-Re. Move out of these people anything negative, everything negative. In the name of Amun-Re, move into them positive, healing, strengthening, energizing light. 6, drop down, relax, let go, let God. Now raise up, inner being. Come forth in peace. That's right. Sparkle. It's building up in you, this force. Now it's starting to perspire through your skin, and you look like a giant sparkler. Green and blue light. You lit up inside out. You have become the healing light. 6, drop down. Drop down, body. Let go. Let God raise up, inner being. You are not that body. You're only watching this happen from above. Raise up, inner being. Come forth in peace. 5, now relax and let go even more. Let the green healing light wash over you. become one with all, remembering the all is perfect. 5, drop down, relax, let go, let God. Relax, let go. Give up your cares. Release any cares of the world. It's all a fair-seeming illusion. Just float on the clouds, remembering life is just a dream, death an illusion, and we're only the imagination of ourselves. 4, drop down. Drop down, illusion. Lift the veil. Raise up, inner being. Come forth in peace. I'm pushing that healing light through you stronger. You should start feeling vibrations first in your calves and legs. The spirit is in the blood. 3, drop down. Relax. Relax and let go. Let God. Raise up, spirit, like you do every night when we have dreams of floating and flying. 2, drop down, physical form, illusion. Lift the veil. Raise up the real triad, the Ankh, Ba, and Ka, in the name of Amun-Re. Come forth in a being in peace. Fill these people with divine love and heavenly guidance and strength, reverse aging, rejuvenation, inexhaustible energy, and joy unbounded. 1, drop down. Just relax. Let it go. Now come forth, inner being, in peace. As the light surges through your head. Now walk with me down this beautiful garden pathway. Fragrant flowers and orchids. The plants are so wholesome. The leaves are big as the ears of elephants. Shiny and waxed green. Why, even the soil is sweet and the air is green and blue. The ground is too, and so are you. You're in the middle of divine essence, healing essence. You're in the presence of your creator. Just walk slowly and enjoy it. Smell the delightful fragrances. How heavenly they are. How divine the healing essence caresses your being. How familiar things are as you start to remember while you return to the first mind. And there, just ahead, you can see rays of what appears to be sunlight. And as we end the trail, we walk into a large, beautiful garden. Beautiful plants, sky, and water. A crystal lake sparkling with healing essence. These plants are big and beautiful, and there's lotus blossoms floating on the water, and they're so big that we can all climb into one, and you feel almost like, yes, like Thumbelina. and you just go with the ebb and flow of this crystalline healing lake, dragging your feet and fingers in the water, or what appears to be water, but it's much less dense, but it radiates with strength, and the feeling is so soothing. But you don't know now, you're so filled with healing light, where you begin and the light ends, or where the light ends and you begin, because you are one with all and all is one with you. And as we float, our mind is clear, and we feel so youthful and energized and cleansed. It's like we're reborn. When suddenly someone says, look up there. And we all point toward where her finger's pointing, and up there, floating in midair, is a palace of breathtaking beauty, sparkling with emeralds and lapis lazuli and diamonds and rubies, carbuncles and beautiful gems that we've never seen before, sparkling against what appears to be a pure healing sun. And there, dressed in white, we see the Messiah, Amun-Re, smiling lovingly down at us, beckoning us to come up to raise. But we're confused. How can we get up there? When suddenly, with no warning, we just start levitating. With the greatest of ease, we gently float upward, higher and higher, towards the terrace of that beautiful palace, with its sparkling turrets, and we reach there and stand on top. We follow him into those big double doors. As we walk casually down the corridor, we can hear the three tones in one emanating, vibrating through the floors and walls and ceiling. And yes, our bodies are vibrating with it. And the soft glow of the warm, healing light emanating from the floors, walls, and ceiling as well. And the deeper we go, the more intense this healing light and joyous feeling becomes. When suddenly we reach two more double doors, very large, with pure gold handles, he opens up one side for us and points the way in. We walk in, and there's rows of thrones there for us. And everybody knows their throne. And after seated, Messiah comes in and sits down as well. In your excitement, you didn't even notice that the floor in front of you is filled with men, women, and children in a crescent, sitting in a lotus position, radiating with joy, eyes sparkling with light and curiosity, hands waving in the air, anxious to ask questions, when all of a sudden you notice that there's a small window in the wall to the left at the top, and the rays from this divine essence sun are streaming through, many rays of healing, beautiful, enlightening, divine love. And they hit us all in the temple, expanding our chest with right knowledge, and suddenly we're filled with the answers to questions we never thought we could answer. And one by one, they begin to ask you all questions, and you answer all of those questions to the greatest of their satisfaction. They are well pleased, and so are we. This is a noble mission indeed. This is a divine and wondrous day. And reluctantly, I raise up, bid you to follow me back out and down that lovely, fragrant corridor onto the terrace. And with a wave of my hand, you all fluttered back down gently into your lotus blossoms, now clinging to the shore with petals that reach out into the crystalline sand, almost like a gangplank, so that you can gently walk out back onto the beach. Oh, it feels so good in your bare feet between your toes as you walk back down that beautiful pathway, winding through that forest of delight. You can see the hummingbirds, and they just fly up curiously and look at you and then flutter away. Oh, it smells so sweet. It's like you can taste the nectar, and there's a sweet substance, sweeter than honey, that pours down through your gums and through your teeth. What is this? This is heaven. And you're being renewed, energized, rejuvenated, and reborn. Yes, family, we are truly blessed. And as we walk out of that wonderful forest, back out into the sun, we all hug and make eye contact, and nobody could help but smile. We feel so good, so renewed, so fresh. We don't want to ever leave this place or for this to end. But this is a gift. An eternal, a gift that I've given you, that whenever you feel that the world is getting you down, or you've hit a wall, or you just get a little frustrated, even in a crowd, you can close your eyes, because now you know the way back to your secret place. A special gift from Amun-Re to you, from God's mouth to your ears. This can be trusted. Now, raise up your hand and spread your fingers. And don't look straight at your hands, but look around the borders of your fingers and your arm, and just look at that aura. See it? It's clear to you. Your aura is so pervasive and pouring out of your skin. It looks like a fuzz around your body. And as you move slowly your hand back and forward, and turn it in different directions until you find the best place to visualize the aura in your environment. Come forth, inner being, in peace. That is the healing essence. Remember, the spirit is perfect. The body is an illusion. So lift the veil. Certainly thou wert heedless of it. But today, we're going to remove your veil so your sight will be sharp. Behold God. Behold yourself. The magnificent wonder of you. Oh, precious beloved, I love you more than love itself. You are divine. I can see your auras and the back of your hands taking on a greenish, bluish tint as the light perspires through your skin. You become the light. You are the healing light, and the healing light is you. Your fingertips, some of them are beginning to fade in and out. But you know they're not disappearing. It's called self-realization. Because you're beginning to remember you have no hand. You have no body. The only reality is divine love. Everything else is mere illusion. That's the secret to the people with me walking through walls and floating through ceilings and coming out of their bodies as a light, a whole light being. Your spirit is perfect, and now I'm going to realign it with your illusory body and give you perfect vitality and energy and health. Line up, spirit. Om Mamu. Om Kulu. Om Mamu. I do have three tones. Look at the aura around your hands and fingers for the first time. Witness the spiritual body that encases what you call the physical form. And by the bind of the spirit and the mud, you create the living soul. Take off your blinders. Open your eyes in joy. And behold the mysteries of God in you, sparkling, surrounding you, pouring through you, emanating from you. You are the divine light, and it is you. You can feel yourself beginning to vibrate more and more. You can see your auras getting brighter around the edges of your fingers and thumbs and your arms. You are a whole light being. I am not this body. I am not this situation. I'm only watching this happen from above. I am perfect. And every time I hear or see water, I become better and better every day and in every way. Now, one at a time, family. Tell me what you experienced on this journey tonight, this wondrous journey?
Well, I experienced, can you hear me good? Can you hear me good, Amun? I experienced my feet and started to get sweaty and clammy and tingly.
Put your mouth on the phone so we can.
I felt tingling in my legs and feet.
Baby, put your mouth on the phone so we can understand you, please.
You hear me better now?
All right.
Amun?
I want to, yes, I can. But I'm going to direct everything that you all said out of your body bad into that person with that piano music. You have to do this now. Visualize everything negative that came out of you going in to that, those demons right there. Yes. Explain
yes.
it again for me, goddess.
I experienced my feet did start to sweat and felt clammy. And my
you
feet
and
legs
You gotta put your mouth on the
started,
phone. You're mumbling. It's starting to... It's,
my feet and legs were tingling.
Okay.
My feet also started to sweat and they became clammy. When I held up my hand, I could see the oil around my hand, and it looked like bright lights in between each finger this time.
Yes.
And yes, down yes. and down my arm, and then my fingertips started to pulsate.
Yes. I'm going to show you all something, how real it is.
Now,
put your finger, your point a finger out like a little boy pretending he's got a toy gun in his hand. Do it with both hands and then let each fingertip touch the other fingertip as they point toward each other. When they're touching, I want you to move them slowly apart, not too far, back and forward. Until you can see the energy between each finger, like a line at first. You see it right
see
there.
It. It's nice
That's
and bright.
Spirit. You're stretching it between your fingers. All of you, look at it. It's there. It's real. That's the real.
I see it. It's really bright. Mine is
yes,
really bright.
Yes, it is.
I can see it.
I can see
it's
mine.
It's bright right now. Mine
see.
Is too.
I can see it.
Yes.
That.
Wow. And I can see the oil yeah, around
wow.
my finger.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
yes, I can see it.
Yes, I can, too.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
I see it.
Look at that.
Oh, yes.
I love that.
I can see it.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, that's wonderful.
True.
And I can see the oil around my fingers and hand. All right, one at a time. Next person, what did you experience taking this walk with us? Well, just imagine when we get to the new heaven. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Rahupat.
Yes, a little louder. Go ahead.
Going. Is it me? Okay. There was a lot going on for me when you were taking
good.
Us through. I felt quite emotional, actually. I didn't feel good
I did too.
Earlier yesterday. Yeah, I didn't feel good at all. And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't, but I did try to make, I'm on the course, so I'm so happy. I felt when you were sending the energy through the top of the head, I felt like my nose was a bit blocked. It was like a pressure inside my head. And then I could actually feel it going through. Yeah, I could feel it going through. And also, my eyes were... Whilst my eyes were closed, I could kind of like see sparks, like a green, little
That's
blue
it.
Spark, like firework or something. I could see a little bit of that.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Then you took it right through my body, could feel my legs tingling. And as the sister said, my hands and feet were clammy. And they feel a little bit clammy. So, yeah.
Yeah, my feet
are
toxic that came out the bottom
my
of your
hand.
Feet.
And it's daylight
okay.
over here, but I can the curtains are closed and I can see it. So it's such a wonderful it's a wonderful
aura,
feeling.
Yes.
I feel
it is wonderful to realize
good.
That you're God.
I feel
that
really
is wonderful.
Good. And I give thanks
what
to you.
What could be better
Anna,
news?
I really do.
Pastor Nabai, really Supreme do. News. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now the brother that was patient, what did you experience?
Uh-huh.
Throwback, I'm on. The brother, Kevin from the Bronx.
Okay.
Throwback? Yeah, I was
yes.
feeling like the sensation of the tingling. I felt the sensation of the warmth. It was pulsating. It moved down to my body. Even as you were speaking, I could feel it pulsating, moving down my body. And I felt the sweat. Like at certain points, my body just got warm and tingling. I just felt like sweat, like coming out my pores, different parts of my body. And then part
that's
of my body starts to twinge a little bit.
Pushed
very,
out. Yeah.
Very gentle twinge. And then as you took us through, back to the paradise and the green, you know, I just got this peace, just this very tranquil relaxation. Like, it's so relaxed, you know. And then coming back and we looked at the aura, I could see the aura. You know, it's stronger than the first time. The first time we did it, we got cottage and broken. But I called back in, but I could see it even more this time, the second rock come around.
Yes. You'll be coming back in tune with the world of the first mind. Thank you. Next person, what did you experience, family?
I experienced, my name is El Duamutef Rahotep Bay, and I experienced tingling through my body. And when I held my hands up, you know, you figure it's the light or whatever that's coming from my television because it's covered. But I can, you know, I can, like, see like a shadow around my fingers, you know?
Yeah.
And when I touch my two fingers together and I pull it apart, I'm still doing it. You know, and I can see that light.
That's that light.
It's like it's connected.
It is. That's the true light.
And then I can like when I pull my fingers apart, see the light. But then I'll move it and I'll cover it. And then when I move my hands, when I put my hands back down, it goes back dark.
Yeah.
Because I'll pull them apart, but I'll move it like I'm coloring my ceiling. And I'm coloring it with the light, my illumination.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
That's the true light. That light's the heart of every man and woman that comes in the world. Now, that's the light that shines in the darkness, but the darkness copieth it not, meaning you're God, but you simply forgot it. Next person, what did you experience?
This is Ock, and I experienced the tingling feeling of the healing green essence throughout my body, like it was just total energy inside of my body. It felt amazing. It felt so warm, and it felt normal. It felt good. And I couldn't stop smiling. I just could not stop smiling the whole time. And you told us to go ahead and raise our hands and touch out our auras around the edges of our fingers. And again, you know, I moved my hands from side to side so I could use my peripheral vision to go ahead and view it. And I got the light fog, and I know you said before that the experiences will be different from person to person, but I got the fog, and I went from the fog to the light, if you will, around the edges, and then the hands began to fade in and out as I moved.
That's great. So when you start making that body, that lifting that veil of that body goes. Yeah. And that fog you see is what they call exoplasm, right? Or some people call
it
that ghost when a body, you saw that, yeah. When a person leaves the body and they appear to somebody, they see him as that fog, a haze, or ghost. That's that exoplasm. All right.
Okay.
Next person. How about some of the new people? What did you experience? Go ahead, brother.
Yes, Maro. My left leg jumped. And I felt something just tingling go through my left leg. My ligaments in my leg. Yeah, so my ligaments in my leg been very tight lately. And you said energy should be coming through your body. It was my left leg that jumped. And I felt a lot of pressure coming from my left leg. And my whole body just got so numb. I kind of like dozed off for a moment. And when I heard everybody say, oh, I see the light. And as soon as I opened my eyes, I was like, what am I missing? I thought I was missing something. And as soon as I put my hands up and I put my fingertips together, and I like, you know how you get two cars and make them come together and pull them apart? I saw a bunch of, it looked like glue. It was stretching in the fingers.
It was between both fingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to try to see how far you can stretch it. It'll go at least 3 feet. At least 3 feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we have a 3 foot rule when we're in line with people and they get too close. Mm-hmm. You say, can I have a little room? And they say, well, I'm not touching you. But they don't understand they're invading your spirit, and you can feel that. Like when your eyes are closed and a child passed their hand over your arm and don't touch hair or skin, you open your eyes because you can feel it in your spirit body.
Mm-hmm.
I love y'all.
Any of these new
people? Okay.
I saw gas pockets. I didn't know what that was. It was like bluish green. It looked like I was inside Jello water. I was like, what was that? And it was like gas pockets, but it was the size of my hand all over my body.
Yes.
That was like a blue gel. Maybe that was just the aura or whatever I saw.
Everything is you. That's in that. That's all you. Everything around you is being protected from you. Amanda, what did you experience tonight? I know the last time we talked, the next day, you told me some wonderful things. So what about tonight, Amanda? What did you experience? Some of the new people, what did you experience? Need some people that are courageous, that will leap empty-handed into the open void. Because if you bear witness, I'll bear witness to you before my Father and his angels.
Well, my experience,
go ahead.
When you first said about the energy coming through the top of our head, between my eyes or whatever, there was like pressure. As you were speaking, I felt like a tension going down my legs, and like they just became numb. Like it kind of startled me, and I wanted to like move the leg, but like the leg was doing its own thing, so it was like kind of stiff. When you said to do the hands, because in the area where I'm comfortable to do this, it's like pitch black. So I really couldn't see much of anything, like just like the shadow of my body.
Yeah. You have to have ambient light. All right. Now what we need to help raise the $144,000 is for everybody tonight, and I know all of you, is to write a testimony describing what you experienced during this star move, this universe moving, the healing session and the whole thing. Describe it, put it in words, and bring people here with us so they can share that experience and then email it to Orion9 number 9, O-R-I-O-N, number 9, starmover@gmail.com. Orion, number 9, starmover@gmail.com. Write it down. And then I'll send to you as a free gift DVD and video and audio and written information to help you start making your transition into Homo Galactia, from a mortal to an immortal.
Excuse me.
From a, yes.
Brother, you said Orion, O-R-I-O-N, and
yeah, Orion.
Nine. Yes.
Star and, Mover, one word, S-T-A-R-M-O-V-E-R, Star, Orion number 9, Star Mover, at gmail.com.
Okay, do I put the number 9 or I spell it out?
No, no, you, just the number 9.
Okay, got it.
Right, Orion number 9 at gmail, I mean, Orion number 9, starmover at gmail.com. Write that testimony right away. As soon as I get it, I'll send you back probably a $100 package to get you started until you can get your own spiritual package. That'll be, like I said, it's not cookie cutter. All the packages are designed and tailored for just you, because I make a mind link with whoever gets them, so that I, because everybody's consciously and spiritually in a different place, so yours will be tailored to you and to your needs. All right. I love you all, and I mean that. I came back 3 times, and I have a firm place in the heavens. So I took a lot of abuse, and I didn't experience more hell than all of you put together. But you're worth it. You are really worth it. I love you. Now help me save these other souls so we can go and raise up on Mount Zion, and behold, I looked at Mount Zion, and there stood a lamb, and with him 144,000 with their father's marks written in their foreheads. That'll be a green 6-pointed star and crescent. That's the seal. I love you all. Your servant, Amun Ray. We need your testimonies and donations.
Wadu.
Mom, brother.
Okawon. Wadu.
Wadu.
Wadu. Yes,
Wadu.
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 Brother Dow, I'm all right.